How big of a deal you all think this is? Old Little Shot Rob Manfred, has reinstated Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson back into Major League Baseball.
It's an a-hole move.
He says, obviously, a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game, Manfred wrote in a letter to attorney Jeffrey M. Lokiv, who petitioned for Rose's removal from the list January 8th. Moreover, it is hard to conceive of a penalty that has more of a deterrent affected than one of the last, the one that lasts as a lifetime ban. Therefore, I have concluded that the permanent ineligibility ends upon the passing of the disciplined individual, and Mr. Rose will be removed from the permanently ineligible list. So Pete had to die to get himself put in.
Had to lose his life, yeah.
That is...
Yeah, I don't know why, but it just strikes me totally wrong.
Even with how wrong Pete was, it just does.
Well, I mean, the thing Pete never did was bet against his team winning. I mean, he bet. I'm not as familiar with the Shoeless Joe Jackson and the six guys that.
I will tell you, the Shoeless Joe Jackson's been dead a long damn time.
Yeah, well, but
they got reinstated him a long time.
Yeah, well, no, this is new. But here, look, it just seems, especially with Pete, right after Pete passed away. After he was so public about wanting in and deserving to be in and staying so involved in baseball with all the different autograph shows and everything, it just feels wrong. And just as a human being, it feels wrong. Like I would rather them have not ruled and just said, "Hey, it's a ban. They're not getting in."
Yeah, me too.
I mean,
stick by it.
And I understand this is all in response to an attorney that was, that was representing Pete Rose, in trying to get him in, and so maybe he can lean on that as a crutch and say, "Well, I would have never ruled any of this if this attorney wasn't petitioning to get him in before he passed." But yeah, it just seems wrong on so many levels, and most importantly on the human level. It just seems like waiting until somebody passes away and then declaring them eligible, it's almost like throwing it in their face or their family's face after they died. I don't know, man. It seems wrong on so many levels.
Either stick with it or not, or you should have done it while he was alive.
Yeah,
and the thing is,
what's the end game here?
And to me, is listen, we know why he wants to be reinstated. Like it's a deal of like, it's you could have limited his ability to do things in baseball. Hell, you let like Fox allowed him to be on the flagship of Major League Baseball's coverage. Like he was the one talking the game during the playoffs in a World Series for Fox for several years. You could have just brought him in to simply get into the Hall of Fame. Now you don't get a chance to manage. You don't get a chance to be in the front office. You don't get a chance to do it. The whole reason was just to go into the Hall of Fame deserved.
Well, that's a great point, man. I mean, you got and I think it's all silly. I think banning him in any way, shape, or form is silly. But the thought with Major League Baseball, you can be A-Rod.
The face of it, yeah.
And you can,
A-Rod's not is not he's not kicked out of the game.
I mean, but we all know what went on with A-Rod. Yeah. But the point is like whether it's PEDs or it's gambling or it's like you hurt the league, you cheated the league, and in any way, shape, or form it needs to be consistent, right? Pete Rose's play puts him in the Hall of Fame. And he can't be in the Hall of Fame and even be associated with it until he dies. But guys that cheated the game significantly in any way, shape, or form, you mentioned Pete Rose on TV, and we talk about all the guys that were mixed up in PEDs, but those guys can literally be the face of the league on TV.
Yeah, and hell, they let Pete. Pete was.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, Pete and A-Rod, yeah. All these guys.
But they can't. But they can't get. They can't.
You can't get in the Hall of Fame. I would argue that it does more damage to allow these guys for 10 or 15 or 20 years to be on TV, calling the game, around the game. It does. It's more notable, and it does more to keep their name alive, being on TV every day than one time entry into the Hall of Fame and keep it moving. This is. I don't know. It just rubs me wrong big time, man.
Yeah, it does. I'm with you. You made a decision. Faye Vincent made a decision back in the day to ban him. Stick with it. Or if you're going to do it, don't wait till, he died. Now it's time. We can get him on up out of here. Get him in here. Like someone texted him, Pete's family should decline. I don't know.
I think even... Like, if I were Pete or if I were Pete's family, if you'd have came to me beforehand and said, look, man, you're getting in.
You just got to wait till you're dead.
Yeah, you got to take that long dirt nap.
They've been scared. They've been wondering if Pete would have faked it or something.
If Pete would have came back from it. I think that would have even been more, I think, acceptable. I mean, that would, then you could celebrate with your family. Your family could feel good celebrating once you're gone, but golly, like, all right, hey, Pete's dead. Let's celebrate his career, y'all. I mean, there's something about that scene.
Whenever it does happen, if Pete Jr. and his family, if they do accept it on his behalf, well, Cincinnati's going to take over Old Cooperstown.
Oh, I bet.
They say it's Pete Rose jerseys now.
I'll have a Pete Rose party.
You have one?
I'll have a Pete Rose party.
How many years did Pete lie?
When did he die?
I mean, about this. How long? I mean, it was some of our older. It must have been 20 years, 20 plus years that he lied. He finally told the truth to, of course, Jim Gray is who he is. Who he told. By the way, other breaking news coming from the NBA. Jason Tatum today underwent a successful surgery to repair a ruptured right Achilles tendon.
Mm.
No timetable is currently available for his return, but he is expected to make a full recovery. Further updates will be provided when appropriate. I mean, they went there and took care of that sucker immediately. That's coming from the Boston Celtics.
Now, they didn't even let the swelling go down.
No, they went ahead and had that damn surgery immediately. That was last night. That was nasty. We kept wondering. We had not heard anybody... confirmed. We just kept hearing there'll be an MRI today. Now they went ahead and had. I mean, they knew immediately out there, right? Like they, I'm certain they, as soon as they went out there, I bet you the doctors. I mean, well, you do know.
Yeah, they knew immediately when they went out there. I mean, it rolls up the back of your damn calf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the way he grabbed his ankle was not like, oh boy, that was a rolled ankle.
He couldn't flex it.
Yeah, he couldn't flex it.
Yeah. That was a tough scene, and he was going off in that game too. And now he is, I mean, if this is anything like Kevin Durant, when Kevin Durant came out there and did that in the finals and went ahead and ruptured his,
mm-hmm.
he missed the entire next season and then came back 2 years later. So, you know, hopefully Jason Tatum is, you know, you've heard a lot of like knee, like it's crazy. I was talking to somebody yesterday, said, but he'd have rather torn his ACL than ruptured his Achilles. We've not seen guys come all the way back as much. Like KD's been pretty good, but he didn't come all the. It didn't completely seem like his total self prior to the injury. So this is one that we've not seen, like guys 100% recovered to where they were from Achilles in basketball at least. So one to watch. Jason Tatum already had surgery. And we'll be out, obviously, for the rest of the playoffs. Right, what you got coming up at the four?
Well, I got on the Rockets front, man. I left here yesterday feeling pretty good about a 4% chance of getting Cooper Flag. May or may not happen. And then by the time I got home, the NBA draft lottery had already happened. And I realized that the worst thing that ever could have happened for the Rockets actually happened. And then I heard Brian Windhorst talking about the Giannis possibility. Got me a little nervous about this Rockets situation in the state of Texas, NBA in the state of Texas. We'll discuss, we'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.